14 minutes past six. We'll have a quick look at the weather before we go any further, and we'll just do the marine forecast, the recreational forecast for the areas we're going out on FM, which is Wellington, Hawke's Bay, and also Northland. So first of all, we'll look at the situation. And it says here that northerlies strengthen today as a front approaches the South Island from the Tasman Sea. The front affects the South Island on Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, a series of lows develops on the front and the system affects the entire country on Thursday as it moves northeast. For the Bay of Islands, today you can expect easterlies of 10 knots, rising to 15 knots this morning. See slight cloudy periods with fair visibility and a few showers. An easterly swell of 1.5 metres easing to 1 metre. Tomorrow, northeasterly swells in the Bay of Islands, 15 knots, a few showers and an easterly swell. Looking to Coromandel, we're going to Hawke's Bay. Today, variable fine, I think it's fine weather, variable 5 knots, northeasterlies of 10 knots developing this morning and rising to 15 knots for a time of the afternoon and early evening. See slight with fine weather, morning cloud, easterly swell of 1 metre, a southerly swell of 1.5 metres east of Cape Kidnappers and Mohaka, easing to 1 metre. Tomorrow at Hawke's Bay, northeasterlies 10 knots, turning northerly 10 knots early, fine weather, an easterly swell of 1 metre, easing to 0.5 metre, a southerly swell of 1 metre east of Cape Kidnappers and Mohaka. And for Wellington, today we've got northerlies of 10 knots, rising to 15 knots this morning. Seas will be slight with fine weather. For the south coast and Palliser Bay, a southerly swell of 1.5 metres, easing to 1 metre. For Castle Point, southerly swell of 2 metres, easing to 1 metre. An easterly swell of 1 metre as well. Tomorrow in Wellington, northerlies 10 knots, rising to 15 knots early. Fine weather with south coast and Palliser Bay, you have a southerly swell of 1 metre, easing to 0.5 metre. And for Castle Point, a southerly swell of 1 metre, easing, and an easterly swell of also 1 metre. Let's move across to the national forecast now, and we'll look at the latest. First of all, we'll check out the extremes, and the highest temperature is Auckland's North Shore with 16.1 degrees. Tiana was 2 degrees at the moment. Christchurch is a little windy around the Port Hills there with 24 kilometres of wind. And Kaikoura, now it's starting to rain, not too much, 0.2 millimetres of rain. The temperatures across the country, Stewart Islands on 12 degrees, Chatham Islands has 11 degrees, Invercargill 8, Dunedin 12, Timaru 9, Christchurch 6, 1 degree in Blenheim, Nelson has 8, Westport 8, Franz Josef 9, and 4 degrees. It's gone cool all of a sudden in Queenstown, and rightly so. It is winter on the way. It's on the way. And for the bottom of the North Island, Wellington, 10 degrees there. Masterton, very chilly there this morning, 4 degrees. Palmerston North, 9 degrees. Napier has 8 degrees. New Plymouth, 12 degrees. Taupo, 12. Rotorua, 9, along with Gisborne. Tauranga has 12 degrees. Hamilton, 14, along with Auckland. Whangarei, 13, and Kaitaia is also on 13 degrees, and the highest at the moment is North Shore, Auckland, with 16.1 degrees. The short forecast for the northern half of the North Island from Taranaki to Taupo northwards, fine and cloudy periods with the odd light shower at times. For Gisborne, a few showers today, mainly in the north. For Whanganui and Taihape to Wellington, also for Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa, mainly fine weather, morning fog patches north of Bulls and in the east, and evening cloud in the west. For Buller, Westland and Fiordland, a few showers about Fiordland, but mainly fine elsewhere. Showers spreading throughout from this evening and rain developing in Fiordland. For the remaining South Island areas, areas of low cloud or fog clearing to fine this morning, becoming partly cloudy. In the evening in Nelson, Otago and Southland. And for the Chatham Islands, mostly cloudy. We'll have international news in just a moment. It's 19 minutes past six.
We pretend as Americans that we went to the movies after the Second World War and shock, horror, horror, we discovered what was happening. There were 3,000 articles in the newspapers in the United States in 1933 alone about the mistreatment of Jews in Germany. And that's the first year. And they haven't yet, by the way, gone to the American South in like 34, 35 to develop these discriminatory laws against Jews, the Nuremberg codes, right, by studying our Jim Crow laws. And when we protested their treatment of Jews in the 30s, they would look at us and go, Mississippi.
88.1 FM, the Wireless International News.
Right, we'll go right across the regions now and check that out. 20 past six, you're with the World at One, World at Five, World at Five with Grant and Digger. G'day, Digger.
G'day, mate.
Right, more coffee, please. Thank you.
More coffee.
Right, we'll go to Europe first of all, and Russia declares a flood hit Ornberg region, a federal emergency with other regions under threat as well. And drones attack the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia, I think that's how you say it. It's good enough, isn't it? Nuclear plant, according to plant officials. And a second UK lawmaker says that he was targeted in a sexting scam, police are investigating. And Christiana Copenberg's hippie oasis built to wants to rebuild without its illegal hashish market. Moving over to Asia now, and Yellen says the US-China relationship is on the more stable footing, but more could be done to improve their ties. China says it's patrolled the South China Sea in an apparent response to US naval drills with allies, and farmers in India are hit by hard extreme weather. Some say expanding natural farming is the answer. And AP photos, Cambodian villagers hold rare ox cart race, seeking to revive a centuries-old tradition. Yep, and we're over to Latin America, and Ecuadorian police broke into the Mexico embassy, sparking outrage. Why is this such a big deal? Well, you're not supposed to break into embassies. It's supposed to be a sort of a place of refuge. An Argentinian judge recognises gender abuse suffered for years by 20 nuns in the breaking ruling. And Brazil's Krenak indigenous group gets a literary esteem and an apology for dictatorship-era crimes. The former Ecuadorian vice president arrested after police broke into the embassy has faced a long-faced corruption accusations. And that's why they probably went in and got him, thought, we're going to get you. Israel says it's a strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Of course it was. And do it on purpose. Rights group says it was no anomaly. Bull, rubbish, nonsense. These people are anti-Semitic, nonsense. For families of hostages, it's a race against time as Israel's war reaches the six-month mark. Iranian commander, he renewed vows to revenge the Syrian strike attributed to the Israel that killed two generals. And Israel dismisses two officers over the deadly drone strike on aid workers in Gaza. Yeah, see, told you. In a Rwandan Reconciliation Village, collaborative efforts among women give hope for unity. You have to read that one if you go to apnews.com. They'll give you the details. And though Rwanda has come a long way since 1994 genocide, scars of the past still haunt the nation. In Dubai, we're looking at African news now, of course. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. New mass graves in Rwanda reveal cracks in reconciliation efforts 30 years on from the genocide. And the first UN food supplies arrive in Sudan's Darfur after months, but millions face acute hunger. Moving across the United States now, Oregon Powerball player wins $1.3 billion jackpot, ending more than 3 months without a grand prize. And the small town business embrace total solar eclipse. That's going to be tomorrow for them. The eclipse crowd, they come rain or shine on Monday, and that's, which is for them, it's going to be a bit later in the day for us. And US East Coast earthquake rattles millions, but region escapes sweeping damage. East Coast earthquakes aren't common, but they are felt by millions. They're going to tell you what they know. If you go to apnews.com, you'll find out what they know. A man arrested for setting fire at Senator Bernie Sanders' office. Good grief. 10,000 miles and 352 days later, a UK man reaches his goal of running the length of Africa. British charity fundraiser Russ Cook has reached the northernmost part of Africa, completing a year-long quest to run the length of the continent. Security forces killed two Papuan rebel leaders in a shootout near a jointly owned US-Indonesian gold mine. Police say the two Papuan separatist leaders were killed in a shootout between the security forces and their rebel group near one of the world's largest gold mines in Indonesia's Ristiv, Papua region. Even in the age of Google Earth, people still buy globes. Here's why they remain so alluring. I think they're just globies, aren't they? Just sort of like weird. A bespoke globe of the Google Earth. London Globe maker Peter Ballaby, he says plenty of people are shelling out big money for orbs as large as 50 inches long. A new declaration in Mexico gives 19 cats roaming the presidential palace food and care forever. Feral cats have long wandered the gardens and elegant halls of the Mexico's presidential palace. But this week, the 19 palace felines made history when the government of Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he declared them to be living fixtures. AP photos chronicled 6 months of devastation in Gaza war with no sign of an end. Associated Press photographers have captured what 6 months of devastating war have brought to Israel. Well, don't attack the Jews then, eh? October 7th, just keep reminding me, every death of a Palestinian, so-called, they're Arabs, every death is lies at the foot, the full responsibility of the terrorists that took, that undertook, and the people behind it, that undertook that massacre of 1,200 Jews and took over 200 captive into Gaza. What a hellhole. Imagine that. They're still there, some of them. The world is terrible. Women would be raped every day. Just horrible. Can't imagine how bad that would be. Got to end the war. Got to get rid of Israel. Are doing it for us. If they don't do it, we won't do it. We're useless. Israel are doing their best to rid the world of Islamic terrorism. Just get rid of Islam. Oh, you've got to let them have their religion. But, you know, the problem is their book is bad news. It's the only book that's really bad news. Out of all the holy books, it's the only one that just says indiscriminately kill all the non-believers. The world's oldest man, he says the secret to longevity is luck. Plus, I don't agree with that. It's eating properly. Look, he says regular fish and chips. Oh, really? The world's oldest man says the secret to his life. I wonder how old he is. Click on that, Grant. Okay. He looks pretty old. Oh, he looks tired. You would be tired, wouldn't you, at 111? His name is John Alfred Tinniswood. He's 111. He's been confirmed as the new holder of the title. Venezuelan almost reached his 115th birthday. He died at 114. That was back in March 31st, end of the month. And Tinniswood was presented with a certificate of the Guinness World Records on Thursday at his care home where he's lived in Southport, North West England. Born in Liverpool on August the 26th, 1912, a few months after the sinking of the Titanic, Tinniswood lived through two world wars, serving the British Army Pay Corps in World War II. The retired accountant and great-grandfather said moderation was key to a healthy life. I think I agree with that. The Apostle Paul in the Bible, he says, moderate all things in moderation. He never smokes, the digger. He never smokes. See, if you want to live to a ripe old age, you've got to give up those cigarettes.
Yeah, but they're rollies. They're rollies. And you should put a photograph up of all the tobacco leaves that I'm growing, you know, all the tobacco plants that I'm growing.
All right, I'll do that today. We'll put it on Facebook, shall we? At the Liberty NZ Facebook. It's all one word, Liberty NZ. We'll put it up just for you.
Yes, because I'm doing my own, and it's going to be the best. It's going to be the best, but you're not allowed to sell it. You're not even allowed to give it away.
I know. I heard that. That's good. How many plants have you got?
20.
Well, that's quite a few. That'll keep you going in smokes, won't it? Now, the retired accountant, this is the 111-year-old, the great-grandfather, said moderation was the key. We got all that. If you drink too much, or you eat too much, or you walk too much, or you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually, Tinniswood. He told the Guinness World Records, that's what he told them. But ultimately, he said, it's pure luck. You either live long or you live short. You don't have too much to say about it. What does the Bible say?
It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
That's right. And it says also, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is but a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The world's oldest woman, the living person, is 117 years old. Her name is Maria Banyas Morera of Spain. She's the eldest. There we are. Now we'll go back to AP News, and we've got more news from Germany. Germany Scholz warns of the rise of the right-wing populist ahead of upcoming EU elections. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has warned of the threats posed. This is bullshit. This is just nonsense. This is what you call disinformation. That's where they purposely know that what they're saying is a lie. German Chancellor, right-wing populists, they're saying that's bad. It's actually very good. Saturday, as he addressed the gathering of the centre-left, because here at the wireless, or you know, the Liberty NZ, the World at One, the World Gone Mad, whatever we call it, we don't want to be just mirroring the news to you. Some of it we will. We'll just mirror it straight to you. But we'll also have our opinion on it because we think a lot of it's bullshit. A lot of it's disinformation, not misinformation. We're not getting that through the media. We're getting disinformation. And misinformation is when you accidentally, or, you know, you're just misinformed. You haven't got all the facts in front of you, and you spread that information. And that's misinformation. But disinformation is what they're like. I'll give you an example of disinformation. Disinformation is, it's safe and effective. The vaccine is safe and effective, which reminds me, we've got to talk about that, the Hatchett report as well. You'll find Guy Hatchett. He's written a new report. It's out on The Centrist, and it's also at his report, hatchettreport.com. Make sure you go and see that. Germany's Chancellor, anyway, Olaf Scholz, he's warned of threats posed by right-wing populists Saturday as he addresses the gathering of the centre-left European parties ahead of the European Parliament elections. And I'm sure that Christine Anderson have something to say about him. I've just got sent last night a new speech that she gave. I think she was in Holland, and she over the weekend she gave a speech. I had that sent to me, and I'm going to cut that up into some very nice short little clips that I can play here at the radio program. And I think you'll find them very enlightening and very educational as well, how we can bring these bastards to account. They have to be held account. They have to stand before an honest judge or honest jury, and they have to be held accountable for their crimes, their vax murder. Virgin Atlantic plane clipped a British Airways jet at the Heathrow, but no injuries were reported. A Virgin Atlantic jet collided with another plane while it was being towed to Heathrow Airport on Saturday down the motorway, but there were no reports of injuries. And a roadside bomb in southwestern Syria kills 7 children and wounds 2 others. The roadside bomb was detonated in southwestern Syria, killing at least 7 children, state media has said. State media and a war monitor reported. Israel finds the body of a hostage killed in Gaza while talks will resume on the ceasefire. Israel's military says it recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage. And Dutch police have detained activist Greta Thunberg at the climate demonstration at The Hague. She just wants some more. Look at her there. All you're doing is giving her airtime. Climate activist and half-wit Greta Thunberg has announced dozens of people who have been detained by police in The Hague. As they removed protesters, they were partially blocking a road in the Dutch city. She's over there. And a search is underway in Pakistan for attackers who ambushed a police car, killing 2 and injuring 2. A Pakistani police officer says the search is underway after armed gunmen ambushed and opened fire on a police vehicle, killing 2 people and injuring 2 others. Thousands are evacuated after floods break a dam in the Russian city of Orsk. Floods caused the rising waters of the Ural River. It broke a dam in the city near the Russian border of Kazakhstan, forcing some 2,000 people to evacuate, according to local authorities. A reclusive Taliban leader releases EID message, urging officials to set aside their differences. The Taliban's reclusive supreme leader is urging officials to set aside their differences. Public dissent within the Taliban is rare, but some senior figures have expressed their disagreement with the leadership's decision, making essentially the ban on female education. A Soyuz capsule, I don't know what that is, a Soyuz capsule carrying 3 crew from the International Space Station. That's bullshit. There's no International Space Station. It's all smoke and mirrors. That is all just camera work, man. I can tell you what, it's just the movies. Russian space capture with 2 men, which makes you think, look, if Russia's doing this, what are all these wars? You know, are they just sort of like organized just to reduce the population and just, you know, shuffle the pieces around on the chessboard? Is that what it's all about? Because if Russia are talking, if they're talking about the International Space Station, I mean, they're full of bullshit as well, aren't they? They're all not, it's all nonsense. So that means the whole thing's a lie, isn't it? Well, the Bible says the world is run by the devil. That's what the Bible says, the God of this world. Jesus called him the God of this world. He's the father of all lies. So why would we think that the people that are running this world, if he's the God of this world, that means he's in control. God's given him the keys after Adam failed. He had dominion over the earth and then he lost it to Satan. And now he runs the show and all his children of disobedience, they're running this earth. People blame God for the mess that's here, but it's not. It's not God. God's going to come back and deal to everybody. He's given us all free will, including these people, that these demonic people, these like devils that are running our world at the moment. And so Russia, obviously, they're up to their armpits in the bullshit as well. Russian missile strikes in Ukraine kill 8 and wound 12. They've just reduced the population by a few more. US, Japan, Australia and the Philippines to stage military drill in disputed South China Sea. It's just all nonsense, isn't it? Hey, they're all in on it. It's the space. What makes me know? I know that now because it's the space thing. You know, it's just rubbish. No one's gone to space ever. We live in a terrarium. Folks, come on, wake up. You can't contain without a container. So we have to live in a terrarium. It has to be. And if you know anything about terrariums, you know that they're self-sustaining. They look after themselves. You just need the moisture, some plants. You've got a bit of soil that gives you the carbon. You need carbon. They're trying to get rid of it. They're actually containing it. You know, they're using sequestration machines and containing the carbon, which they'll be using, the billionaires will be using on their crops, while we have no crops. Crops will be failing because there's no carbon. It doesn't matter whether it's coming out the back of your car or not. Plants love it. Japanese leaders, they visit the new chip factory. Fish and chips, is it? No. Technology. The fish and chip factory, stressing ties with Taiwan and supporting for key technology. Oh, really? That's good. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, he visited a new semiconductor plant. Semiconductors, they're interesting, aren't they? For which his government has pledged more than $7 billion, that'd be US, I suppose, to secure a steady supply of chips. Fish and chips make you fat. It's the chips. My mother used to, she would have fish. I'll have two pieces of fish, please. And she would take the batter off and eat the fish. And I used to think that was weird, but now I know why. She's a very clever woman. And I think she took us to a homeopath as well, but I don't know if he was a very good one. So she tried it, she looked into it, good on her. And now, what is Eid al-Fitr, and how do Muslims celebrate the Islamic holiday? Is anyone interested?
No.
Well, I'll tell you anyway. Muslims around the world will soon bid farewell to the Islamic holy month of Ramadan and start celebrating the holiday of Eid al-Fitr. Really? Fascinating.
Time for another cup of tea, is it? Cup of tea? All right.
Get the old loose leaf going. All right. I'll make you one, and you carry on reading all this. No. Can we play a song?
Yeah, play a song. What about Kelsey Ballerini again? I like that Peter Pan one.
Okay. It's 26 minutes away from 7.
Fan. chasing stars. And you're always gonna fly away just because you know.
Kelsey Ballerini, Peter Pan. I hope you enjoyed that. She's great.
Did you know that Black Lives Matter was an organization that was founded by a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the family, order of the family, who hate the unborn child? And they admitted, at least one of them, that they're a Marxist group and they've been trained to do what they're doing. Did you know it was founded by some fat black lesbians?
Wow, so, okay, so first of all...
Did you know that?
What we're not going to do is insult folks, right? So...
Well, they claim to be lesbians, and they're fat, and they're black. Well, I didn't do it.
Well, so...
But did you know that it was founded by them?
I personally know them, right? So we're going to stop that part.
And you knew that before they joined. What made you join knowing that? Because normally men don't follow women like that. What made you do it?
You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, the world at 5.
All right, it's 17 minutes away from 7, and as promised, we're over at the Hatchet Report. You'll find them at hatchetreport.com. An influential cross-party group of UK MPs has raised concerns that the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, knew of serious cardiac side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, including myopericarditis and clotting, but failed to alert public for several months between February and June 2021. Let that sink in. During this time, over 24 million people received the COVID-19 vaccine in the UK alone, and they were unaware of the risks. There's an article on that and a downloadable PDF at thehatchetreport.com. The UK situation finds an exact parallel in New Zealand. An OIA request published on January 12, 2022 confirms that MedSafe, our medical regulatory authority, was made aware of the extensive range of side effects of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines prior to its provisional approval. This includes the information contained in the damning cumulative analysis of post-authorization adverse events reports of Pfizer, dated 28th of February 2021, yet MedSafe failed to advise the public of any risks for some months, instead telling the public COVID-19 vaccines were beyond doubt safe and effective. As late as December 2021, Director General of Health, Sir Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, they gave him a knighthood for this. He's a vax murderer. You are, Ashley, you're a vax murderer. You know you are. You are actually responsible for democide in our country. It's estimated that at least 10,000 people have died from this. You are a vax murderer. You're a mass murderer. As late as December 2021, Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, was then blatantly admitting the risks of myopericarditis, and he reported in May last year, minimising its possible prevalence in his public statements and communications to the District Health Board. In a revealing article in the UK Daily Telegraph entitled Medicines Regulator Failed to Flag COVID-19 Vaccines Effects and Must Be Investigated, says MPs, reports that the all-party parliamentary group, the APPG, of 24 MPs on the pandemic response and recovery, has written to the Health Select Committee stating that far from protecting patients, the regulator, the MHRA, operates in a way that puts them at serious risk. The group also warned that the MHRA yellow card reporting system, which encourages patients and doctors to flag up medicine side effects, grossly underestimates complexities and in some instances picks up 1 in 180 cases of harm. In reply, Steve Bryan, the Health Committee Chairman, has said an inquiry into the patient's safety is very likely. How is it possible that medicine's regulators are failing in their duty and endangering public health? APPG has submitted concerns that MHRA regulation of medicine is funded by the pharmaceutical industry. And said the body had shifted from focusing on security to trying to help drugs to get approval. Dame June Rain, the chief executive of MHRA, who announced she would be stepping down last week, had previously said the agency was transitioning from watchdog to enabler, a phrase which the APPG said warranted its own investigation. The APPG said the concerns raised directly with the MHRA had been met with an habitually dismissive and evasive response, a phrase that aptly fits the tone and substance of MedSafe's safety reports, which doggedly maintain to this day, against all evidence, that record number of reports of vaccine harm and death logged with CALM, that's the Centre for Adverse Reactions Monitoring, are related to COVID vaccination, an indefensible position. Medicine regulators, including MedSafe, are funded by the pharmaceutical industry. They're supposed to regulate, which fosters a cosy, if not corrupt, relationship. Much is said about revolving doors between regulators and industry. Whilst it is true of countries with a significant pharmaceutical manufacturing, the problem is more extensive than that. Global supply or international supply chains ensure that most countries end up mistakenly relying on lax or biased regulators based far and away in other jurisdictions for its heads up on safety. Often the information is not originating from regulators at all. The ICMRA, that's the International Coalition of Medicine Regulatory Authority, of which MedSafe and MHRA are members, is largely funded by the international pharmaceutical industry. It operates a database providing information on drug safety and risks to its members. The database ensures that drug approval is semi-automated from the international level, which undermines the independent vigilance of national bodies. It provides an illusion of safety without substance to guarantee freedom from risk to public health. The failure to publicly acknowledge the risks of COVID-19 vaccine shows what an unthinkable process drug approval has become. The problem extends to a wide range of novel drugs. For example, the MHRA recently said it would investigate why widely prescribed blood thinners were causing dangerous side effects in between 2 and 5% of patients. In other words, as many as 5 out of 100 patients are being seriously affected by drugs MHRA had previously approved, an unprecedented stratospheric rate of risk. This augurs a catastrophic breakdown in drug safety regulation. The introduction of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines raises even more serious safety concerns. The complete novel class of mRNA and other biotech vaccines, which edit the command and control mechanisms of our immune system, have been introduced despite early warning signals of serious harm at high rates. There was no long-term testing data because of the rapid response of the pandemic. But crucially, nor was there any adequate or ongoing plan in place to monitor the missing long-term effect data recorded to the canons of accepted risk assessment and criteria of casualty. Regulators like the MHRA and MedSafe simply failed in their safety role and compounded this mistake in an apparent frenzy of safe and effective public relations hype. How could they do that? They fell for the biotechnology myth promoted by PR gurus. In essence, the data that biotechnology is so precise and accurate that any desirable trait can be enhanced scientifically and safely, a gobbledygook and totally at variance with published research. In 2023, we had the lowest birth rate in New Zealand ever, 26% below the regular what's required to maintain our population. Our death rate is still running at 8% above the longer-term rate. Life expectancy has stalled. These are canary in the coal mine figures. And there's a graph there on this page as well over at thehatchetreport.com. Official mortality data by Vax Status released in February 15th under the Official Information Act request shows the excess death are almost entirely among the vaccinated, while the death of the the death rate of the unvaccinated remains stable. Hello? These figures should raise the alarm about the rapid introduction of biotechnology in healthcare. Yet Health New Zealand, the courts and the government are still pushing a campaign to discredit a sincere and principled whistleblower, Barry Young. And you can hear Barry, watch him and see him over at counterspinmedia.com. Raising the alarm. He's raising the alarm about excess death rates. Excess deaths. Whilst ignoring their own safety released figures, which, as the chart above, which you'll have to go and see that chart, indicates, verify and amplify the serious concerns highlighted by the whistleblower. Love is blind. The medical love affair and with biotechnology needs to be put under the microscope. It is misguided. Health service administrators, drug regulators and doctors alike need to face up to past mistakes and their own data illustrating the reality of declining public health. That was brought to you by Guy Hatchett at the Hatchett Report. And I'm going to keep him on my list here because I tell you what, this guy's really onto it. Also, the New Zealand coroner. That came out this week, didn't it? New Zealand coroner ruling on the 13-year-old late last week of sudden post-vaccine death. Was it right? Guy Hatchett says, was the New Zealand coroner right to rule that he couldn't determine the cause of the sudden death of the 13-year-old boy following his COVID vaccination? In any case, what should the coroner have said? And who or what is to blame for the tragic death? The New Zealand Herald reported on over the weekend the ruling of the coroner, Robin Kay, who's a bloke, in the case of a healthy 13-year-old boy who died suddenly as a result of myocarditis, which is heart inflammation, 10 days after COVID-19 mRNA vaccination, despite the fact that myocarditis is a known, recognised side effect of the COVID mRNA vaccination, the coroner said he couldn't decide what the exact cause of death was because, on the advice of experts, he couldn't rule out the possibility that myocarditis was caused by viral particles. It is true that an individual and tragic case of a young sudden death such as this, there will always be an element of doubt. So was there doubt in this case? And what should the coroner have said in his judgment? The coroner's ruling omitted to reference the established process of science in deciding the balance of probabilities in individual cases. When faced with the outcome of a single individual case, science looks closely at the bigger picture and analyses a larger number of statistically representative outcomes among the wider population. This enables the more precise probability of cause to be assessed. In this case, a comparison of COVID vaccination status among cases of death and hospitalisation in the whole New Zealand population should be made. The coroner should have noted, as the Hatchett Report has informed the Health Minister, that not only has this not been undertaken in New Zealand, but that the process has been blocked by the government working in tandem with the allopathic medical establishment, allopathic as opposed to homeopathic. The coroner should have ruled that access to public health data relevant to the case before him had been denied for no good reason. Such cases of willful blindness are not unknown in science. The theory of general relativity discovered by Albert Einstein was rejected by the Nazi Party. Whoops. Now I've just lost the whole thing. Just bear with me a minute. Oh, what's going on? Oh, you've got your button on the wrong thing, haven't you? Hang on, we'll go back. Albert Einstein, where's that? Oh, no. Gosh, where are you? It's gone right down the bottom. Can't find it now. Oh, you messed that up. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't like silence.
The headlines are wrong. He didn't say that Biden is definitely a bigger threat. He said he could make an argument for that. And you've got to be careful with that. And you know what the mainstream media loves to do. They love to smear anyone who's an outsider. So, boom, they took that as an opportunity to do that. So he's right about that. Number two, he's right to be concerned about Biden being a threat to democracy himself. Maybe not for the reasons that he's stating, but Biden did, support anti-democratic movements within the primary. The Democratic Party canceled the election in Florida. They try to keep out every candidate in North Carolina, Tennessee, etc. So they love to rig elections. Yes, I use the word rigged. Okay, so you can go cry about it if you're mainstream media. How about you do your job and talk about how they canceled the election in Florida in the primary and just declared Biden the winner? So if you're going to make the argument that you're a champion of democracy, you should probably try it in your own primaries. For the first time today, I'm now considering RFK Jr. Now,
what?
I know, shocking, right? And no, hold on. Let me tell you why. So is it because I think, maybe he's right about vaccines? No, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on vaccines. And on several other things where he believes in conspiratorial theories that I don't believe in at all. So why on God's green earth would I consider RFK Jr.? Well, until now I hadn't, because of those crazy things that I don't come anywhere near believing. But I thought about it, Anna, and Trump I would never support in a million years. Biden is now funding a genocide and is an awful choice, has been corrupt his whole life. You're never going to get anything but corruption from Joe Biden. So am I positive RFK Jr. would be worse? He would probably, on health and science, definitely he would be worse. But everything else, like anti-establishment, money out of politics, I'm not positive RFK Jr. would be worse than Biden.
That's one of the co-founders of the Young Turks. You remember them? All right, so I'm back on here. Now, such cases of willful blindness are not unknown in science. The theory of general relativity discovered by Albert Einstein was rejected by the Nazi state despite decisive evidence verifying it and outlawed from German science since the architect was a Jew. In other words, the power and policy of the state took precedence over the evidence of science. Are we brushing up against the perilous situation in old New Zealand? If so, how do we get here? How did we get here? And what should we do to rectify the situation? As we have been reporting repeatedly for 3 years now, this is the Hatchet Report, the mRNA COVID vaccine carries risks of long-term harm, increased in the incidence of heart disease and cancer. You can read a summary of the very concerning cancer statistics in the Australian Spectator, provocatively entitled Catherine and Cancer. The article concludes with the depressing thought that there appears to be no end in sight of the epidemic of cancers, which began to rise rapidly starting in 2021 when they rolled out the vaccine, way above and beyond the prior trend. In fact, a significant number of eminent biochemists, geneticists, and medical experts warned back in 2021 that we would be facing unprecedented rises in heart disease and cancers following mRNA COVID-19 vaccination. These include, for example, leading US cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough and Belgium vaccinologist Geert van den Bossie. I think it is, yeah, Bossy, who, along with many others, published scholarly critiques of mRNA vaccine safety, both of whom and their colleagues were promptly cancelled and wrongfully ridiculed as conspiracy theorists by orthodox mainstream institutions. As their dire predictions are now showing up in public health data, if science is followed, they should be vindicated and publicly lauded. Let's not forget that behind the worrying statistics and suspected future trends, a very large number of personal tragedies that we are glimpsing daily as the tip of the iceberg through newspaper reports and distressing cases. Our coroner's failure to reference the need for close investigation of public health data undermines the doors that have been firmly closed and shut in the face of the COVID vaccine injured by those responsible for creating and mandating a universal use of mRNA technology, so-called experts who omitted to assess or warn the public about risks which were well-known pre-pandemic and published in scientific journals. The Guardian newspaper headlined a report yesterday that the last few years have been amazing for the rich people. There have been 141 new billionaires in 2023 alone, and it's worth reflecting that a few people have become very rich, influential, and powerful during the COVID era, whilst a much greater number, almost everyone, in fact, have become poorer as a result of the decisions of those profiting from COVID policies. Robin Kay, the coroner, the newly appointed coroner who ruled on the case in hand, is both a legal expert on insurance claims and a registered nurse. So he should have been able to articulate the arguments we have presented above. However, at this point in time, we need to reference the remedies rather than the exclusively decry the errors, the omissions and the negligence. Without these remedies, our future might be, as Geert van den Bossie warned 4 years ago, very bleak indeed. The coroner's ruling did nothing to clarify or dispel these. The presence of trace viral particles found in the young boy's heart was not an oddity. Such viral particles are, in fact, the norm, affecting almost everyone. In 2023, in the article of the BMJ entitled "Where Do Viruses Hide in the Human Body?" They're just my... It's not viruses. No such thing as viruses. You need to go to Dr. Sam Bailey if you want to get the truth on this. So Hatchett, he's germ theory man. The crucial factor of keeping them under control is the capacity and efficiency of our immune system. If immune processes fail, life will be at risk. Viral particles contain sequences of genetic instructions capable of interfering with the body's essential processes. Our immune system is constantly evolving and clearing these up in order to protect our health and genetic integrity. This is not occasional activity. It is on a grand scale. In every single cell, there may be as many as 70,000 pair jobs undertaken every 24 hours, and we have 37 trillion cells, a total number that is almost beyond comprehension. This all happens more or less automatically, and one wonders how this is managed or controlled on such a vast scale. Well, we've got the good Lord. Not just heart and organ health are affected by latent viral particles, but also cancers. There is a public misunderstanding that only a few unlucky people have a susceptibility to cancers latent in their physiology and genetics. The prevalent idea enables more obvious causes for the recent rapid increase in speed of cancers, such as the introduction of mRNA vaccines, to be dismissed without scrutiny. The truth is that almost everyone can be susceptible to cancer if the efficiency of immune repair is impaired, as known to be the case of some individuals following the mRNA vaccination. Does immune repair involve mechanically automatic sequences of events like the thermostat switching a heating system on and off according to the ambient temperature, or are immune processes crucially different in some way? The answer is revealing. In essence, immune processes involve the balance of three elements: elimination as of known foreign impurities, maintenance of existing processes, and creative appropriate responses to novel situations. Cancers grow when the balance between these three processes is lost, to the extent that novel genetic structures are allowed to develop at least initially unrecognized and unchecked. Balance is a very distractive notion. Therefore, this does go on, isn't it? Sorry, guys, I'm going on forever. So we're almost there. Now, the sad case of the 13-year-old boy, I'll just get to the cut to the chase. The sad case of the 13-year-old boy whose life was tragically cut short should not be the subject of mere hand-wringing and protestation that we don't know what happened, but rather a determination to investigate more and understand more. The coronial ruling today, that was last week, was an opportunity thrown away, and another example of the medical establishment refusing to face up to the realities of current public health data. There you are. All right, it's 5 minutes past seven. That's our lot. It's our lot, isn't it, Digger?
I thought we went to 8 o'clock.
Well, we normally do, but we're just 2 hours is long enough, and we're up early this morning. We've got building to do. We've got to put the roof on that deck, otherwise it's going to get all wet because we've got rain coming this week. And we've got to move those cows down there. They've run out of grass. And we've got to check on the calves. put the wool together. So we've got a bit to do, mate. Bit to do.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right. So thank you very much for joining me, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. So we're back with the music here at The Wireless on 88.1 FM.
Rule number 37, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Weak men make decisions based on how they feel. Disciplined men do hard things regardless of how they feel.
Hello?
Hey, it's your mom. I broke down on the side of the road and I have a tow truck here, but my card isn't working and my phone is dead.
Okay, what do you need me to do? I can come get you.
No, I'm with the tow truck company now, but they won't take my car until I pay them, and I can't use Venmo because my phone is dead. I need you to call the tow truck company and pay them over the phone. I'll pay you right back when I get home.
Okay, yeah, just give me the number.
Okay, it's 555.
Don't do it.
What?
Because that, my friend, is a scam.
No, it's not. That's just my mom. I recognize her voice.
That's not your mom. Your mom's fine. It's an AI voice scam. Hang up and call your mom.
But her phone isn't working.
Okay.
Don't hang up. I need
hang on,
help.
Mom.
Don't hang up. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, honey. Are you still coming home this weekend?
You were right. There are so many scams right now. Be careful out there. You got this, and follow for more.
Welcome to the opening of Counterspin Media's 12-hour live truth-a-thon replay. Conquering darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the new world order. And your hosts tonight are Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spearer. And the first guest up is writer and poet Mike B, leading us into the introduction and greetings in part one, a poetic warm-up. So fasten your seatbelts. There's 12 hours of sometimes yet enlightening and energizing discussion coming up. So, let's go.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truth-a-thon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
Got a favorite country song? Taxi through to the studio. 021-732-423. 88.1 FM. The Wireless. Playing today's best country.